Hey there, everybody. It's Mike Arrigo, and welcome to this podcast. I'm going to be showing you a really, really cool Android app in this podcast. And that's what we're going to dedicate this show to, is just one app. It's awesome. At least I think it is. And hopefully you will feel the same. The app I'm going to show you is a GPS application that was recently released by American Printing House for the Blind for Android, and it's called Nearby Explorer. And this does pretty much everything that you might have had with Wayfinder on Symbian or Mobile Geo on Windows Mobile and, you know, the Sendero GPS that's out still. Just as a side note, I was a beta tester for this app and thoroughly enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. But APH did not ask me to do this podcast or anything like that. So I'm doing this totally, you know, of my own wishes. So, you know, that's how that works. I just wanted to make that clear. But so what can you do with this app? Well, it runs on Android phones and or tablets. You can find out what street you're on, what street you're coming up to. You can find out what places you are close to. You can get directions to a place. You can virtually explore the map. And this is only 1.0. So, you know, it'll get better as time goes on. There are a few limitations that I want to point out before we actually open the app up and I start showing you things. And then, of course, we'll go ahead and take it out for a trial run. At this point, it only works in the U.S. and Canada, and hopefully that will be expanding. But as of right now, that's the only places it works, and that's kind of unfortunate. I know a lot of people in other countries want this, and hopefully APH will oblige. There is no demo of this available. It sells for $99 on the Google Play Store, and there is no demo at the moment. But hopefully with this podcast, I can give you some idea as to how it performs. Of course, in your area, it'll be a little bit different, but it should give you an idea of what type of thing you can expect from the application. And I'll talk more about, you know, the pricing and things like that for some of my ending comments. So you need a device running Android 2.2 or above, and of course the accessibility has improved dramatically starting with Android 4.0, and once you get to 4.1 or 4.2, really, as far as I'm concerned, there's no looking back. Those offer much improved accessibility, and you know, if you just to get any device with an older version of Android, there's just no reason to do that. So anyway, that having been said, let's go ahead and open up the application. And before we take it outside, I will go ahead and kind of show you the screens and how the app looks as far as the layout. And all that good stuff. All right, if you're curious, for this, I've got my SIM card at the moment in my Sony Xperia Pro, which is a nice little slider phone, and it is running Cyanogen version 10, which is a third-party aftermarket ROM. That's based on Android 4.1, so this is actually running 4.1.2 on it. You'll want to enable your location services, of course, for the GPS, and you can also enable the Wi-Fi / network, although I've turned that off on mine. I figured just wait and let the GPS get a fix, because that's going to be much more precise. And if you have a data connection, you will definitely want to make sure that's enabled, because the way this works is it actually uses onboard maps to deal with the streets and to tell you what streets are coming up. But if you have a data connection, it will actually use the Google Places API to find out what places you are close to. And Google's point of interest database is amazing. I mean, it's very up to date, and it just knows about pretty much every place. It's awesome. Now, when you first get this app, I've already got this on mine, but when you first get it and you open it up, it will want to download the maps, and that can take a while. So plug your phone in probably to a charger and make sure you have a Wi-Fi connection, and go ahead and do that. And let it download the maps. It'll take about 2 or 3 gigs of storage to download the maps for U.S. and Canada. All right, so I'm on my home screen here. Let's go ahead and open up this app.
7:30 home apps.
Open my apps list here.
Goggles apps page movie studio nearby explorer.
All right, let's go ahead and open that up.
Missouri, St. Louis, City, County St. Louis, Lindenwood Avenue, 43 yards okay. north, nearby Explorer, showing items 1 to 9 of 18, Jameson Avenue, 28
okay.
yards.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and pause the GPS for now, because it'll probably fluctuate a little bit, and I don't want it babbling while I show you the screens and things like that. And that's in the menu. You can choose to pause or resume the GPS, you know, as you need to. Okay, so what we've got here, as TalkBack told us, it was showing, like, I think items 1 through 9 of 18. What you've got on this screen is a series of checkboxes, and these serve two purposes. They have the most up-to-date information on them for the different items, and I'll show you each one of them here in just a minute. But if they're checked, that item will be automatically spoken whenever it changes, and if it's not checked, of course, it won't be. So you can choose to have as much automatic speech as you want. And of course, you can always check the screen to see what each item is, but the checkboxes determine whether things are automatically spoken or not. So that's kind of how that works. All right, so what we've got here, I'm going to go ahead and wake my phone up again.
7:33 p.m. ringer 100%.
Okay.
Nearby Explorer, provider virtual checkbox not checked.
Okay, so provider virtual, what that is it'll tell you if it's virtual, which it is right now, because I've paused the GPS. But that would tell you, like, if it's getting its information from the GPS or the Wi-Fi network or whatever. And it's virtual now because it's not using the GPS, and it'll be virtual if you're exploring the map or if you pause the GPS.
State Missouri checkbox checked.
Okay, State Missouri, which is where I'm at, of course, St. Louis, Missouri. And that's checked, which means anytime if you change states, it will tell you, which you probably want to keep that checked because it changes probably pretty infrequently.
County St. Louis, City, County checkbox checked.
Okay, County, that's checked also.
City St. Louis checkbox checked.
And that's the city.
Heading checkbox checked.
Okay, your heading, that tells you what direction you're heading. And you can have it get that two ways. You can have it get it from the GPS, which is what I usually do. Or if you leave this enabled, you can disable it. And I actually tend to keep it disabled because I don't use it. But you can tilt the phone as if you were on a call. If you tilt it vertically and your phone has a compass, the app will obtain the direction of travel from the compass. And then when you put it flat, it'll return to getting it from the GPS. I usually just, like I say, keep it on the GPS setting, and you can toggle that.
Street number 3916 checkbox not checked.
So that that one tells you the street number, and I have that unchecked because you probably don't want to have that changing when you're walking places or traveling, because it's going to speak the numbers every time that changes. That's going to be quite a bit of speech. So you probably would not want to have that checked. But, you know, if you want to check it, you can. And like I say, it's always there. So that is available
street
to
name,
do.
Jesus,
so then we got the street name.
Northwest checkbox checked.
We have the street name here, and that's checked. And you probably want to keep that checked because that way it will tell you anytime you turn onto a different street, it will tell you that. And it will also tell you, like, if you're on a parking lot and the closest street is a certain distance away from you, it will tell you that as well. Like, you know, I don't know, Smith Street, 30 yards north or something like that, if you're not on a street directly.
Approaching checkbox checked.
Okay, approaching. That is what street you're approaching. You'd usually want to leave that checked. There is a setting, if you long press on that, you'll get a pop-up menu, which I'll show you the options that are in there. You can disable the updating of that, so it'll basically just tell you what street you're approaching, and then it won't update the distance, although I can't imagine why anybody would ever want to do that. But you can. But that's your approaching street, so it'll say approaching, you know, Main Street in 30 yards, and then 20 yards, 10 yards, etc., etc. So you can always tell how close you are to the street. Okay? That's all for that screen. Let's scroll this up a bit with a two-finger swipe from top or bottom to top.
Showing items 8 to 16 of 18.
Okay, so now we're on items 8 to 16 of 18.
Guidance checkbox checked. Nearby Explorer.
Okay.
Checkbox checked.
So
guidance checkbox checked.
Guidance. What that is, that's if you have a destination, which we will do, and you can set whether it speaks the directions of how to get to that place. And again, you usually want to leave that checked. If you don't have a destination set, it won't say anything for that.
Nearby, near Jameson Avenue at Lindenwood.
Okay, so nearby, what that is the closest place, what place you're close to. And again, if you have a data connection, it will use the Google service for that. And Google even has intersections as places. So a lot of times if you're really close to an intersection, it will that will be the closest place. So you'd probably want to leave that checked usually so you know what place you're closest to. And you can also set the distance. You can set how far or close it considers the nearest place. It defaults to 300 yards, and usually you'd want to leave it set at that. That's a good distance to use.
Nearby distance, 29 yards.
Okay, so nearby distance, that tells you how far you are from the closest place. I have that unchecked because that's a little too much verbiage for me. But, you know, if you want to check that, you can. It'll say, you know, the place is ahead and then, you know, 29 yards behind or, you know, however you want to do it. So these are all personal preferences, of course. But I have that unchecked for the distance. It's like, just tell me I'm close to the place. That's sufficient usually. Unless I'm actually looking for it, of course, then I might enable that.
Watch checkbox, not checked.
Okay, watch is kind of like you can just set a place and then it will tell you, you know, how far it is. It's kind of like the Sendero getting warmer feature. That's the best thing I can think of to compare that to. So, and it's not checked and it's disabled actually at this point because I don't have a destination. Plus, I've got the guidance one checked.
Speed 0.0 miles per hour, checkbox not checked.
Okay, that's your speed. It's 0 miles an hour, and I don't have it checked because, again, you wouldn't want that speaking all the time probably. And it does have a feature where once you get really fast in a vehicle, it will mute some of that anyway. And so it won't be telling you that all the time when it changes. But I've got the speed, you know, unchecked because that's a little too much speech, and I usually don't need to know that.
Latitude at 38, 35.
Okay, latitude, longitude, altitude, those are kind of just the GPS coordinates. Basically, that's your latitude, your longitude, and your altitude. That's what the GPS actually gives it, you know, aside from any map. All right, there's two more items. Let's scroll this screen up a little bit more.
Showing items 10 to 18 of 18.
Okay.
Number of satellite. Accuracy, 3 yards. Accuracy, checkbox, okay.
So accuracy, that's how accurate it thinks the information is that it's giving you.
Number of satellites, 12 satellites, checkbox not checked.
And 12 satellites is what it was tracking, you know, when we paused it. So those are all of the items on the main screen. I don't have either one of those checked either because I don't really need to hear that when it's updating. That would be much too much speech. So those are the main items on the screen. Again, you can look at any of those you want to find what you're looking for. Now, one thing, when these things update, the way the Android accessibility works, and I don't know if this is by design or if it's just an issue, but whenever something changes on the screen, the accessibility focus always moves back to the top of the screen. So if you try to swipe through these with the GPS enabled, you probably won't get past the first item. So what you're going to need to do is just explore the screen by touch. Just feel around on the screen to find the item that you want to read if you want to read something manually. Okay, let me just show you what's in the menu really fast. There's a couple of interesting things in there.
Resume search.
Resume, that just would turn the GPS back on, which we're going to do once we get outside.
Search,
self-explanatory. You can search for an address or a place. If you have a data connection, if you search for an address, it will use the onboard maps. If you search for a place, it will actually use the Google Places if it can, if you have a data connection.
Explore,
what that does, well, let's go ahead and open it. That allows you to kind of explore from your location. It's one of the ways you can. There's a couple of different ways. But let's go ahead and just tap on Explore here.
Alert, Jameson Avenue, Lindenwood Avenue, Bancroft Avenue, 220, Sutherland Avenue, 328 yards south, heading east and west, not checked.
So it just gives you basically the streets that you're close to. You can just swipe through these.
Lansdowne, Plainview Avenue, 0.3 miles south, heading east and west, not checked.
Okay, so that's just a quick way to see what streets you're close to.
Transit.
This is a cool feature. Let me go ahead and show you this. This is another thing that's really cool about this app. I think my transit info is up to date on this. Let me just double tap that.
Alert, waiting for result. Stops within 350 yards, showing items 1 to 45.
Okay, so I'm just going to touch around here and we'll...
Jameson Ave at Olozan Ave, southbound 274 yards, north next bus 7:54 p.m.
So this is available for some cities, not all cities, but for a lot of the major ones, they have it. What this will do is tell you what bus stops you're close to and what bus runs along there. And then if we double tap on one of these,
Jameson Ave at Olozan Ave, showing items 1 to 2 of 2. Jamison Obeya to Shrewsbury STA via Jennings HS City Limits 16.
So the city limits bus.
Jamison Obeya follows to Shrewsbury 7:54 p.m. to Shrewsbury STA City Limits 16.
Now if we double tap that then.
Waiting for result. Jamison Obeya follows. Jamison Obeya follows at 7:54 p.m. Tuesday. 8:34 p.m. Tuesday. 9:14 p.m.
So then it gives you the schedule, and you can also look and see. Let's see.
Waiting for result.
Oh, let's go back.
Jamison Obeya to Shrewsbury STA. Jamison Obeya follows at 7:54 p.m. to Shrewsbury STA City Limits 16.
Okay.
To Shrewsbury 7:54 p.m. Alert waiting for result. Jamison James 7:54 8:34 p.m.
Yeah.
7:54.
Now.
Alert James to Shrewsbury STA via Jenny. Jamison Obeya follows at Jamison Obeya follows in Obeya City Limits 16. 8:36 a.m. Tuesday.
Yeah, so it gives us the whole schedule. So you can tell when the next bus is coming. You can tell, like I say, it'll tell you, you know, all the stops and what route. It's really cool if you're in an unfamiliar place. You can get the transit information.
Alert.
That's an awesome feature.
Jamison Obeya stops within 350 yards.
Nearby okay,
explore.
I just went back to the main screen. So, we got a more option. Let's go ahead and go in there.
Showing five items. Showing items one. View map.
View map, that doesn't really do too much for a blind person, but if somebody can see, you can view the map.
Setting. Map download.
Settings, we'll come back to that. I just want to show you what else is in here.
Map download.
Map download, if you canceled your download and now you want to download the map, so you can come in there and do that.
Help.
Help will open the user's guide in your default browser, which is a nice thing to be able to do.
About.
And about. All right, let's go back to settings.
Map, settings.
There's a couple of things of interest in there.
Nearby Explorer. Showing item. Nearby allow compass mode checkbox unchecked.
Allow compass mode. I have that unchecked, like I say, because I never use it. But if you check that and then you tilt the phone vertically, it will use the compass to get your direction. So that can definitely be a handy thing.
Allow geobeam checkbox not checked.
Allow geobeam, that's also related to the compass. If you go into compass mode and then you start turning the phone different directions, it will tell you what streets and places there are in that direction.
Self-voicing checkbox checked.
Self-voicing, you'd usually want to leave that checked. If you don't have it checked, you'd have to use your screen reader to read everything. So again, there's really no reason to disable that.
Pedestrian mode checkbox checked.
Pedestrian mode, if you uncheck that, that relates to the routes. If you have that checked, it will allow you to go the wrong way on a one-way street. If that's unchecked, of course, then it would be a driving route. And we'll keep that checked since we're going to be walking.
Use network when available checkbox checked.
Again, you wouldn't want to disable this. Probably there's really no reason to, but use network when available. That will use the data connection for things like the Google Places and things like that. So you want to leave that checked probably.
Use heading and guidance checkbox checked.
Use heading and guidance. That has to do with the type of direction that it gives you.
Include street address and nearby place checkbox not checked.
Include street address and nearby place. I don't have that checked since unless I'm trying to find a place, I'm not really interested in the address. But again, that's up to you. you can enable that if you wish. Okay, there's one more thing I want to show you before we head out. Let's back out of here.
Nearby Explorer.
Okay, so also if you long press on any of the controls, you'll get a menu of options, and some of those can be useful.
Longitude W90 18.529 checkbox
so
not checked.
Let me just do that.
Checkbox. City St. Louis checkbox checked. Alert.
Okay, now we have
Join
a menu
items
here.
1 to 6 of 6. Say location as favorite. Enter location as favorite. Set location as watch. Navigation mode checkbox not checked.
Navigation mode, we'll come back to that in a second.
Clear watch. Uncheck all.
Okay. The navigation mode, at this point, I'm sure they're gonna change this because a lot of phones don't have keyboards anymore with arrow keys. But if your device does happen to have arrow keys, you can enable the navigation mode. Let me go ahead
Clear.
And do that.
Navigate. Set enter location as favorite. Say locate. Enter. Set location as navigation mode checkbox not checked. Nearby Explorer.
And now, if we use the arrow keys...
Showing items 1 to 5 of 18. Heading south, Jamison Avenue, 31 yards west. Jamison Avenue, 34 yards west. Jamison Avenue, 37 yards west. Jamison Avenue, heading east, Winslick Avenue, 63 yards east.
Basically, you can use the arrow keys to virtually walk around, as it were.
Winslick Avenue, 43 yards east. Winslick Avenue, Lindenwood, Amandua, head 149 yards. Wenslick Avenue, 36 yards west. Wenslick Avenue, 56 yards west. Brother Avenue, 40 yards east. Near Brother Avenue, heading west. Brother Avenue, 40 yards east. heading east, Brother Avenue.
Okay.
Winnebago Street, 40 yards north.
And what it does there, you're virtually walking, and it also queries the Google thing to tell you what place you're close to. It's basically like you're virtually...
Winnebago Street, 38 yards north.
It's like you're virtually...
Winnebago Street, 35 yards north.
Walking
Winnebago
around.
Winnebago Street, 30, heading south, Winona Avenue, 52 yards south. Winona Avenue, 32 okay. yards south, near Winona Avenue.
Okay. So that's how that works. I just wanted to show you. And hopefully they will... Hopefully, eventually, they will make that so you can do that with the touch screen also. Because most phones don't have keyboards and arrow keys anymore. Let me go ahead and disable that.
Alert. Showing, say, look, enter, look, set, look, navigation mode, checkbox checked. Nearby Explorer.
Okay.
City St. Louis. Street name, Winona Avenue, 32 yards south, checkbox checked.
And
near Hartzell's home repair.
Near something, Hartzell's home repair, I think it said. See, what it does is when you do that when you do that navigation mode, it does do it just as if you're walking. You know, it queries the Google place and all that. You can also do a search in the search screen, which I'll show you here in once we get outside, where it will... you can search for an actual city and state, and then you can place yourself at that place and walk around there. So that's you could definitely explore, you know, other cities and things like that from the comfort of your own home if you want to. Well, that's the interface of the app. What do you say we go out and give this a try? What we'll do is we'll go out, and I live fairly close to a park, so we'll walk over there and make a turn, and then we'll put in a destination, and we'll go ahead and walk there. And like I say, once we get outside and I'll choose the resume option from the menu, then it'll re-enable the GPS and it'll pick up, you know, where we are again. So I'm going to go ahead and pause this and let's go ahead and head out and let's go take a walk. All right, we are back on the recording here and I am out. The weather's not too bad tonight. It's probably about 45 here. I wanted to get this done though because it's supposed to get kind of cooler and we might get a little bit of rain. I would have done this on Sunday, but it was kind of rainy, and I didn't really want to venture out into that. But we are just about... Let me just get across the street here to this park, and then we'll go ahead and choose resume from the menu and re-enable the GPS. Okay.
7:52 p.m.
There we go.
100%.
All right, so I'm going to press the menu key here. And...
Resume search, explore favorites, transit, more.
Choose the resume option here.
Resume. Nearby Explorer.
And it's
near Jamison Avenue at Lindenwood, PL. Jamison Avenue.
Okay. So there we go. And I'm going to actually turn onto Lindenwood. Let's go ahead and walk up to
heading
the corner.
North, Olosan Avenue, left side, 225 yards. Heading east, Lindenwood Avenue, Winslick Avenue, right side, 105 yards.
Now you notice there it says, Winslick Avenue, 100 right side, 105 yards. So it does tell you if a street does not run on both sides. And of course, I'm on the left side, so it will
heading northeast.
It will not tell you that.
Winslick Avenue, right side, 74 yards.
So we know that street is coming up on the right side of the street in 74 yards. But again, we won't even come to it because It's on the right side, and we're on the left side of the street. But let's go ahead and walk a little bit farther here, and we'll go ahead and head pretty close to the corner.
Winslick Avenue, right side, 49 yards. Screen off. Ringer, 100%.
And that's my screen just going to sleep, so TalkBack said that. But the app will continue to work, even when your screen's off, so no big deal there, because it's a self-voicing app, so that's fine. You can just... You can, little GPS fluctuates. It says north,
Avenue, right side, 28 yards.
East, northeast. You know, it kind of fluctuates a little bit. we should be just about ready to cross that street. Trying to kind of hold the phone, my BookPort Plus, and use my cane here at the same time. I've got a little bit of usable vision, and it actually works better at night than during the day, so... I can pretty much see what's in front of me, but even still, I don't dare go without my cane. And I guess I should say that, you know, these GPS apps, they're great, but they're no substitute for good travel skills or cane or guide dog, of course.
Prather Avenue ahead, 97 yards.
So that's the next street, Prather Avenue, and it's ahead, 97 yards, so we know that's the next street we're going to come to. So,
We'll go ahead and walk up a little farther.
Near Lindenwood Park.
Near Lindenwood Park. Well, that's exactly where we are. Yep. So again, it queries the Google places.
Brother Avenue ahead, 67 yards.
Okay, so we know that street's coming up in 67 yards. I'll tell you though, this app has gotten me out of a couple of...
Near Censored Media LLC.
Near Censored Media, so that, again, that's the closest place, and you can change the distance for that, but...
Brother Avenue ahead, 46 yards.
I usually find that 300 yards radius is sufficient, but you can definitely change that if you want something closer or farther away, but that seems to work really well in giving you the closest place. Okay, we're just about to the corner.
Brother Avenue ahead, 25 yards.
Yep, and I can see the curb on the corner coming up, so we're on the corner. Let's stop here for a second. Okay, so that's kind of the feedback that it provides you as you walk around. And it's really awesome. You know, getting directions to a place, that's easy with the mainstream apps. I mean, Google Navigation does that. And you could even put this in the background if you wanted to and use Google Navigation to get directions. But the hard part, or the thing with a lot of GPS programs that it doesn't tell you, of course, is what you're coming up to, what places you're around. It, the way an app like this does, that's what really makes it awesome. And like I say, it's gotten me out of a few jams. I remember one time, I was still a beta tester for it, was before it was released, but I was crossing this intersection, and of course, when you're crossing a street, it's always best if you're to kind of try to veer a little bit, not turn, obviously, but veer away from your parallel traffic, so you don't make sure you don't turn into it. Well, this intersection, this particular one, was a three-way, and by doing that, you end up in a whole other street. It was really weird. I don't know why they make non-standard intersections like that, but in any case, so at that point, you know, the curb wasn't coming up, and it's like, okay, what's going on here? And it's like, okay, at this, you know, once when that starts happening, then of course your best thing to do is just get to a curb. Doesn't matter what curb, because you don't want to stay in the street, but just get to a curb, and then, you know, you can figure things out and sort things out a bit. Well, so I did that, and it would have seemed like I was on the correct street then, but I wasn't, and I would have probably not known that, at least not initially, had it not been for this. So it's gotten me out of a couple of jams for sure. But anyway, so let's go ahead and put in a search. Let's see here. All right, how about this? Anybody remember, maybe some of you heard this other podcast I did a while back? And if you didn't, that's all right. But anybody remember the one I did comparing a Wayfinder with Mobile Geo? Man, it's hard to believe that was 2009. Time flies, and look how much the smartphone platform has changed since then. I mean, those two operating systems, Windows Mobile's definitely gone, and Symbian's certainly still usable, but it's kind of you know, on the way out as well. And we've got access to touchscreens now. The smartphone platform has changed dramatically since then, just in the last couple of years. But remember, if you have heard about that podcast, that's fine. And if not, that's all right. But there was a delicatessen called a Mom's Deli. And actually, since then, I've found they've got really good, these poor boy sandwiches that they make are really, really good. I just stop in there on the way home from work sometimes and get one at least once a week. Let's put that as our destination, shall we? It's not too far, and we'll have a turn to go through there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on my screen here.
7:59 p.m. ringer, 100%.
And let's go ahead and press menu, and let's go to search.
Pause search. Pause. Search.
Double tap that.
Pause. Search. Alert. Waiting for result.
Okay. So what it does...
No. Online search results 300 yards, showing items 1 to 7 of 14.
So what it does is it does a search for whatever radius you've set, you know, as your current radius. 300 yards is the default, and like I say, you can change that. But so this lists all the places that are within 300 yards of you. Let's just read a few of them.
Online search results. Search. Search. Search nearby. Search nearby. Search from city. Censored Media LL.
Oh, I just want to...
Search nearby places button.
Okay, search nearby places.
Search nearby streets button.
Search nearby streets. That determines what the search does if you type something in, which we will do in a second.
Search from city. State code button.
search from city, state. That's that allows you, that kind of does what I was talking about before, where you can kind of virtually place yourself in a different city. So.
Censored Media LLC Place, 115 yards east, 6630 Lindenwood Park Place, 1 Independent Sensi Consultant, Jessica Elizondo Place, Jameson Avenue at Lindenwood, Jameson Avenue at Linden, Fix Your Own Bindery Place, 259 yards northeast, 60 Jameson Avenue at Olozanava.
Okay, and there's a bunch more, but you kind of get the idea. We could scroll that screen. So then, actually, I'm going to go ahead and do that because I think there's something.
Place, 200 Lindenwood Park, St. Louis, increase search radius. Decrease search radius.
Yep, so you can increase or decrease the radius, and that's where you can change that if you want to do that. Well, what if we want to do a search for a place? Well, let's do that. Let's go back to the top here.
Jameson Avenue. Online search. Search. Search.
All right, so if we tap on the search.
Edit box. Search.
Now we have an edit box where we can type something. I'm just going to type in the word mom, M-O-M. That should get the result that we want. Let's see.
H. J. M. M. And O. O. M. M.
All right, there we go. Now, the keyword's still on the screen, but let's go to the top of the screen here. We should just be able to swipe to the right and do a search nearby places.
Online search results. Search. Search. Search nearby places button.
There we go. And let's just double tap that.
Alert waiting for result. Online search results 30 miles.
All right. And now when you type something in, it does do a, full 30-mile search because... you may not know how far away what you're searching for is. That's one thing, unless I was doing something wrong, which I could have been. But I remember with mobile geo, you had to deal with that. You had to set like the mileage to search, and it's like, why do you have to go through all that? And some of these other GPS apps too. I know mobile geo used to be like this. I don't know if the Sendero still is. But a lot of the other GPS apps, it's like to type in an address, you have to go through all these screens, like enter the city, then go to the next screen, enter the street, go to the next screen, then enter the number. And it's like, why can't you just enter the address and be done with it? I mean, Google Navigation lets you do it that way, and this app does too. To type in an address, it's very easy. I've never understood why they're designed like that. Okay,
100%.
So it'll do a 30-mile Google search, assuming you have a data connection. It will search the onboard maps if you don't have a data connection, but the point of interest database and the onboard maps isn't near as good as what you'll get with Google. So anyway, so let's see what we got.
8:02 p.m. ringer. Online search. Search. Search nearby. Search nearby. Search from city. Mom's Deli Place. 0.3 miles southwest. 4412
there we are.
Avenue. St. Louis.
Okay, so it's southwest. And it's 0.3 miles. Let's go ahead and double tap it.
Alert. Showing
it gives us a little menu of seven choices here. Let's see what they are.
Save to favorites.
You can save it.
Get directions.
Get directions. That's like the watch mode or the getting warmer thing where it'll just tell you. Well, actually, I'm sorry. No, get directions just lists the directions. It just puts them in a list, and you can read them. And that might be good if you're going to travel the route, but you want to see everything, you know, beforehand. That's a good thing to be able to do.
Set as destination.
Set as destination. We're going to do that in a second. But I'll just show you what else is here.
Go to.
Go to. What that does is it places you virtually at that place. And then from there you could see what's around. You could even go into that navigation mode that I was talking about before and walk around as if you were right at that place. So that's what that does.
Open in browser.
Open in browser, that actually will open the website for it in your browser. So that's a nifty thing to be able to do.
Set as watch.
Set as watch. That does the getting warmer thing, or you know, it'll tell you where it's at compared to where you are, and it'll just keep updating that accordingly.
Call.
Call. Pretty self-explanatory. It allows you to call the place. That's that. All right, let's go ahead and do set as destination.
Set, open, go to set as destination. Lindenwood Avenue, nearby Explorer.
All right, there we go. So let's go ahead and I'm going to turn off my screen here.
Screen off.
And
100%.
As we start to walk, it will tell us what we need to do. I already know what we have to do, of course, so I'm going to start heading in the right direction, but it will tell us that as we go also. Gonna walk back the other way here. And once this figures out which way we're going.
Heading west, Winslick Avenue, left side 104 yards, and 215 yards west, turn left on Jameson Avenue.
That's right. And it will, of course, it'll recalculate the route if you go off course.
Winslick Avenue, left side 73 yards.
I noticed it said that street, Winslick Avenue, it said it was on the right side last time. And now it's on the left side because we're heading the opposite direction. So
near Lindenwood Park.
Near Lindenwood Park again, yep.
Winslick Avenue, left side, 50 yards.
Okay, so we're going to pass that on the other side of the street, of course. Alrighty then.
Near Jameson Avenue at Lindenwood, PL.
Okay, and that's the closest. Again, the Google Places does have intersections also.
Winslick Avenue, left side, 29 yards.
And it will use those as places, particularly if you decrease that radius down as far as it'll go. You'll get a lot of intersections then. A lot of times it'll give them to you but as the nearest place, but it just depends on...
heading northwest.
On what Google determines is the nearest place to where you are. But intersections are considered a place in the Google Map database. Yeah, that's kind of how that
works. Jameson Avenue ahead, 105 yards. Yep. In 99 yards, west turn left on Jameson Avenue.
Yep, and that's what we shall do. I just want to show you one quick thing. Let's just stop a second.
Jameson Avenue ahead, 75 yards.
I don't have this enabled, but if you are curious what address you are close to, you can
street name Lincoln.
Certain
street number 6843 checkbox not checked.
I just wanted to show you. I don't have that checked because again, that would be updating all the time, and you can see how much speech that would be. But I just wanted to show you if you are curious what address you are closest to. It's that easy. Just find it on the screen, and TalkBack is actually what's reading you that. Because it's the checkbox, but so that is very easy to get. I just wanted to show you that.
Screen off.
All right.
Ringer 100%.
Let's continue.
In 68 yards west, turn left on Jameson Avenue.
We will do so.
Jameson Avenue ahead, 49 yards. In 48 yards west, turn left on Jameson Avenue.
Indeed.
Jameson Avenue ahead, 29 yards. In 27 yards west, turn left on Jameson Avenue.
And we're just about to the corner. And here is the corner, right
Jameson
here.
Jameson Avenue.
So there we are, and that's it. We make our turn.
Lindenwood Avenue.
All right, there we go.
Heading south.
Okay. So you see it. It told you, you know, where to turn, and then when it told you, you get
Jameson Avenue.
It doesn't give you a... sometimes it will. It'll tell you, you know, actually to turn onto that street, but again, that's almost redundant because it said, you know, it kept saying in this amount of feet or yards...
Yards.
Turn onto
and
that
0.2 miles street. South arrive at destination.
Yep. Okay. So, you know, and then it said, you know, in such and such yards, turn onto that street. And then when it says you get to the street, it's obvious you got to turn on it. So, now, one thing that I wish this app did do, and during the beta process, I did mention it. It's certainly not a deal breaker by any stretch, but I do think it's important. This app does not tell you if the destination is on the left or the right, and the reason apparently that is because the map data, apparently there's not enough information in the map data to provide that. You can still figure it out, but it's a little more complicated. What you have to do is look at the address of the place and compare it to the address, you know, the house number that, you know, it says you're closest to. But I hope eventually that can be implemented, because I think especially for all the mainstream ones do it, but even aside from that, especially for a blindness GPS app, that is important. That's an important feature. So I hope eventually that maybe they can use the Google Maps to get that information or something like that. So again, that is something to be aware of, and like I say, not a deal breaker certainly, but it is an important feature that I do hope eventually this app does get. So yeah, that is something to be aware of. This is kind of a long block, so it hasn't said anything too much. But we should be getting up to the next street here pretty soon. And again, what you could do, if knowing the side, if you do need to have that one workaround, is you could have this app running in the background and tell you what you're coming up to and use Google Navigation to give you the street. The
Bancroft Avenue ahead 100 yards, near Blessings Enterprises, LLC.
Yeah, so near Blessings Enterprises, and we're coming up to our next street in 100 yards. And just so you can see how this provides information, it's too much speech for me, but I'll go ahead and turn on that item that 8, tells you the distance from a place.
Near latitude and 30. Watch checkbox not checked. Nearby a distance 123 yards southwest. Checkbox not checked. Checked.
I'll go ahead and check
Blessings
that.
Enterprises. LLC 123 yards southwest.
I'll go ahead and keep and enable
off.
That.
Ringer 100%.
I guess that's a little too much feedback for me, but so you can kind of see how that works, though. But yeah, the Google Navigation does give you driving.
Bancroft Avenue ahead 69 yards. Or 215 yards south. Arrive at destination.
Yes. So if you do need to know that, that is a workaround. But again, hopefully this app will be able to provide that eventually, because I think that is important.
Bancroft Avenue ahead 49 yards.
And again, remember, this is only the first version. So there's plenty more that they want to do and that they can do. Hopefully they'll be able to eventually use the Google Maps for everything, you know. That way, it would allow it to work in a lot of other
enterprises. LLC 92 yards west. Bancroft Avenue ahead 28 yards.
Okay, so we know the closest place is 92 yards west, and the next street, Bancroft Avenue, is 28 yards, and we are just about to it. And it just says Bancroft Avenue because that's what we are crossing as we speak. Alrighty then. And then in a moment, once we cross it, it will say, well, maybe. Let's see.
Jameson Avenue.
Yep, there we go, because that's the street we're walking. Again, now that we've passed
that street. Sutherland Avenue will head 87 yards.
Yeah, these last two blocks are a lot shorter. So hopefully they'll be able to use the Google Maps, you know, for everything, including addresses. That'll allow it to work in other countries. You know, in addition to onboard maps where they're available, plus the licensing would be a lot less, if at all, if by using the Google Maps. And the other thing, I know a lot of people have requested that they do provide a demo of the app.
99 yards south, arrive at destination.
I think
Sutherland Avenue ahead 57 yards.
I think that's a reasonable request.
Near Mom's Deli, 92 yards ahead.
Now that's interesting. See, that's the place we're going, but that's also the nearest place now, according to Google. So it did point it out. And it did say 92 yards ahead.
Sutherland Avenue will head 36 yards.
Yep, and we are just about to that street. And actually, that's the last 68
street. Yards south, arrive at destination.
Yeah, that's the last street we're going to cross, the one we're coming up to now.
Mom's Deli 61 yards ahead.
Yep.
Sutherland Avenue. In 48 yards southwest, arrive at destination.
Yep.
Mom's Deli 41 yards south.
Yep. Okay. I just crossed that street, so we're on the block.
Jameson Avenue.
We're on the block of the destination.
27 yards southwest, arrive at destination. Lansdowne Avenue ahead 87 yards. Mom's Deli 19 yards ahead.
Yeah. Lansdowne Avenue is the next street, but we're not going to go that far.
Mom's Deli 10 yards ahead. Mom's Deli 5 yards ahead.
Yep, and it said 27 yards south, arrive at destination, and here's the place.
Mom's Deli 1 yard behind.
Yep, and that's exactly right, because this is the, it said 1 yard
Mom's
behind.
Mom's Deli 4 yards behind.
I'm going to go ahead and turn off that continuous updating. That's why I don't keep that on all the time, but I wanted to show you what it was like.
8:15 p.m. Speed 0.0. Watch checkbox not nearby a distance 4 yards behind check. Watch speeds nearby a distance 4 yards not checked.
Okay.
Boom.
And yeah, so that's how that works. And when it said, you know, 1 yard behind, that's right where the outside tables are. You can actually eat outside, although it's a little chilly for that, probably. All right. I'm going to go ahead and turn that off now because I'm going to be walking back, and it'll just repeat the same streets that we had coming up here, which is kind of redundant, but I'll go ahead and finish this up on the way back. So it's a really good, it's a good app. I mean, I was, like I say, a beta tester for it, and it's, whenever I'm walking places, I don't always get directions to a place. But I definitely use it just to tell me where I'm at. I mean, it is really good, especially if you can't read street signs, to know that. I mean, no substitute for travel skills, certainly. But, I mean, just to be able to tell what street's coming up and what place you're close to and all that, I that would have been good just with that. I mean, because you can use other apps to get directions. I mean, it does that too, of course, but... That's the kind of thing that you don't get from a mainstream GPS app. And of course, anybody that's read any of my posts on the list, I'm all for using mainstream whenever possible. I'm a big fan of that. But this is one thing that the mainstream apps just don't give you. The closest you can get is you can get your closest address, and you can do a search, of course, for what places you're close to, but most of them are not going to tell you, you know, the street that's coming up and that type of thing, and automatically tell you, you know, the nearest place. Those are the kind of things that just really are nice to know. And I always use those whenever I walk places. The other thing, now, of course, again, Google Navigation will give you this, but a lot of the mainstream apps, and I've never understood this, they don't give you spoken turn-by-turn directions in walk mode, and I've never understood why that is. I know, of course, Google Navigation does it. I know on iOS, TomTom, I think TomTom does. Garmin certainly doesn't. MotionX does. I've done a review actually on Blind Cool Tech of some iOS GPS apps, and you can still check those out if you're curious about those. But as far as the price, $99. Well, my take on that is this. Yeah, it is more expensive than a lot of the other apps on the Play Store, but, you know, you figure you got map licensing, and this does something that, you know, the other apps, the mainstream ones, are not going to really do as far as telling you where you're at. And remember, too, for those of you that use this, maybe some of you didn't, Wayfinder was around $300 for Symbian, and Mobile Geo was, oh man, it was like $845, I think, for that app. So, you know, it's like, and the Sendero stuff is still like $1,200 or $1,300 for that GPS, and that only runs on note takers that are proprietary, and most of them are based on a very obsolete version of a Windows CE. I think it's Windows CE version 6. That those are using, something like that. It's very outdated. I know that. Whereas this runs on the mainstream, you know, platform. So, you know, as with anything, you have to decide, is the price worth it? But, you know, it's cheaper than a lot of the other GPS solutions out there. The Trekker Breeze is another one. That thing, all it does is GPS. It's not a cell phone or anything like that, and it costs like $800 or $900. And I think this app actually probably does more than that does. I haven't seen a Trekker Breeze, but based on what I've read about it. So, you know, as with anything, you have to decide, is the price worth it? But, you know, with the information it gives you, it's, you know, it's good to have. It's very, very good to have. I am glad. Of course, this was originally developed for the Braille Plus, and they, you know, decided to release it as an app. But I am glad that this did come to Android first, because honestly, and it's changing a little bit now, and I'm glad of that, but it was kind of getting annoying to see iOS always get, you know, the really good, you know, new apps for the blind, especially, always coming to iOS first, and Android almost being treated like an afterthought. So I'm kind of glad that this actually came to Android first for a change. So, you know, it's a good app. But the main suggestions I would have are, again, try to make it so the app can tell you what side the destination's on, left or right. And I think offering a demo is reasonable. And I think, you know, having it available for other countries is reasonable also. If the Google Maps can provide that, that would certainly be a cool thing. Yeah, but I hope this has at least shown you what the app is capable of. And until they release a demo, of course, it'll perform differently in different areas, but that should give you a decent overview as to what it will do. Well, I am just about home, so I'm going to pause this.
Let's go inside, and we will wrap this up. Alrighty, we are back on the recording, and I am back inside. I do have one question. If anybody that listens to this knows the answer to this, I would love to know. How does this compare to the Blind Square app on iOS? I still have an iPhone. I haven't used it in quite a while. It's a 3GS since I've really switched to Android. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like iOS for its accessibility, but I just find it right too restrictive. If you listen to my previous Android podcast on Jelly Bean, I explained some of the reasons why I prefer Android, so I won't go into that here. But I am curious, if anybody knows, how does this app, based on the feedback you've heard, how does it compare to what Blind Square tells you? Does it tell you the upcoming streets and places? I'm just wondering how it compares. So if anybody wants to contact me, love getting feedback. And again, thanks to everybody who sends me feedback, all the kind words. You tell me how much you enjoy these podcasts. And you always wonder when I'm going to do more of them. Well, I do plan on doing more as time permits, certainly. You know, keep the feedback coming. Would love to hear your feedback for sure. If you want to contact me, my email address is my ham radio call sign. So it's N as in November, 0OXY. So it's N0OXY at charter. charter.net. And love to know what you think on this one and all that good stuff. So that having been said, I'll go ahead and end this. Everyone take care. Hope you enjoyed this demonstration. And we will hopefully talk to everyone soon.